This is Jay Sekulow. Senator McCain announces his VP pick. It's Governor Sarah Palin from Alaska, pro-life conservative. What does this mean for the election?
I know there are differences on same-sex marriage, but surely we can agree that our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters deserve to visit the person they love in a hospital and to live lives free of discrimination.
Mother of five.
We may not agree on abortion, but surely we can agree on reducing the number of unwanted pregnancies in this country.
A Down syndrome child born just in April.
You know, John McCain likes to say that he'll follow bin Laden to the gates of hell, but he won't even follow him to the cave where he lives.
Fox News election alert.
We have got it. A senior McCain campaign official has given official confirmation to Fox News. The Republican ticket, a man and a woman, a history making in the GOP, and he has pulled off the surprise.
Well, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Sarah Palin, the governor of Alaska, now nominated, or at least the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, being announced literally momentarily. We'll go to that live in a minute. This is a stark contrast, folks, where people thought it was going to be. Sarah Palin is 44 years old. She is a one-term governor. She's only been governor for about 2 years, a little less than 2 years, actually. Very much in the pro-life camp, very much conservative, active in Fellowship of Christian Athletes. A lot of interesting reports coming out. Was very concerned about the partial birth abortion decision in her own state, made public statements about that. You've got a sharp, stark contrast between the Democratic and Republican Party now. And the interesting thing, of course, is you've got Senator McCain selecting as his vice presidential nominee a female. This has got all kinds of issues. By the way, I posted something. It'll go up in just a moment on our beliefnet.com blog, so there'll be information there. But this is a big announcement, Jordan, coming any minute now.
That's right. We talked about it yesterday. Sarah Palin is a name that stayed in the hunt the entire time. Of course, these are hard to confirm things. She's in Alaska. It was harder to track down, harder to watch than the Joe Biden selection. Background on Sarah Palin right now, we've got, you know, she's 44 years old. She'll be a young VP nominee. She's just had her fifth child in April. She's been governor for 18 months before that city council, so not a lot of executive experience and personal experience in politics. She's very pro-life, and she has fought hard on the pro-life issue. She's a conservative, lifetime member of the NRA, very conservative choice, should fire up the base. But it's going to be a new person for the base, and she's going to have to go through her introduction, which will start in just a few minutes.
It's going to start in a few minutes. Interestingly, she is pro-life by both practice and words. Words, of course, she's maintained a pro-life commitment. She was active with Feminists for Life. But from a personal standpoint, her most recent child, their son, was born with Down syndrome. She knew that. She had the option, of course, as they give to these to women that are pregnant when they have a child with Down syndrome, to abort or terminate the pregnancy, as they call it. She elected not to. She is very committed on the life issue. This is going to show a sharp contrast on both the life issue and on Supreme Court nominees. It's going to be clear. She's also, as I said, she passed a proclamation or signed a proclamation declaring October 21st through 27th of last year Christian Heritage Week in Alaska. So this is bringing up a lot of information.
It is. The Christian Heritage Week was something very important. I think it's going to just show that the base, which may not know as much about her. Remember, we've only been bringing this name up really the last couple of weeks, and seriously in the last week, then it kind of died down and it came back last night. But this was a proclamation for October 21st through 27th as Christian Heritage Week in Alaska. Very important, I think, for the base dad to see that John McCain did not go with someone who was a moderate, did not go with someone who was pro-abortion, and did the opposite, went with a staunch conservative, new to the party, new to politics in relative terms, a much younger VP than was expected at 44 years old, and of course, a woman. There are so many different underlying factors here. We can't get to all in the first segment,
sure,
but lots to talk about.
Yeah, let's get your comments on this. What do you think about the selection of Governor Sarah Palin? Our phone line's open for you, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Boy, what a historic pick this is going to be. Whether you agree or disagree, we want to hear from you again, 800-684-3110. And let me also encourage you, thousands of you have contacted us. We want to make sure you have, as we talk about the presidency, everyone that's listening to me, get your copy of Foundations of Freedom so you know about the presidency. You know about the Constitution, the Supreme Court. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Everybody that's listening to me needs to have this. 1-877-989-2255, your copy of Foundations of Freedom. Back with more in just a moment.
I'm talking about freedom. The American Center for Law and Justice is committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Whether it's in court or on Capitol Hill, the ACLJ stands ready to defend the Constitution. So much of our future is tied to our past and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of the work of the ACLJ is focused on protecting our freedoms, our Constitution. The ACLJ has prepared a booklet that includes these very important documents called The Foundations of Freedom. We want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, the best way to stay up to date on the issues that matter most to you and your family, the ACLJ website, online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Big news coming out of the Republican side. It's amazing how quick it shifts. Now the shifts to the Republicans. Senator McCain announcing just in moments his selection for his presumptive vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin. She is the governor of Alaska, pro-life, very conservative, has a strong record on religious liberty as we construe it. And also issued a Christian Heritage Proclamation last year. I'm sure my friend Barry Lynn over at Americans United is not going to be happy about that. He and I will be posting that on our blog at BeliefNet in just a few minutes. So go to aclj.org. You'll see it says BeliefNet posting. Just go right there or go to our BeliefNet.com and you can get the Lynn versus Sekulow blog. That information will be up. We want to hear what you have to say. But let me say this, and Jordan, we've been talking about this all week. Yep. We are focusing on this whole issue of the presidency. What does it mean constitutionally? How does it affect our government? We're going through this process. We've had a huge response. Thousands of you have contacted us because we want to make sure, especially as we go back to school, that everybody has our foundations of freedom. So I want to again take a moment out before we get into the phone calls here. Write the number down and call this number, folks. Really important you do it. We want you, because I'm referring to it, as you hear during the broadcast, Article 2, Article 3, what does it mean in the Constitution? Here is the phone number. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and you'll get your free copy of Foundations of Freedom. I encourage you to go there now. Jordan, what do we have?
We have lots of calls coming in on this issue. Let's go right to the phones. James is calling from Georgia on line one. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, James.
My wife brought this lady to my attention about 3 days ago. On Wednesday night, I brought it to the prayer meeting that we have for the election. And I think John McCain has shown profound wisdom in choosing this woman as his VP. And our prayers have been answered.
Well, we're going to see. I mean, we don't endorse candidates on the program. I want to hear what you all have to say about this. I will say this, a very bold move. And I think, look, Senator Obama's selection of Biden was not as out of the box as people thought, but it was still a bold move. And with somebody with a lot of experience. Here you're going with somebody not heavy on governmental experience, although she's been to Iraq. She's been the chief executive of Alaska for only 18 months. So we'll see how that plays out. But on the credentials on the social conservative issues, you couldn't get anybody really any stronger. How this plays out as far as, does she have the experience enough? And Jordan, how is that playing so far among conservatives generally?
I think social conservatives, those primarily concerned about the issues like the life issue, marriage, things like that, those issues she is very strong on. You cannot question her credentials. So for social conservatives who are looking for a reason to really get behind John McCain, I think this was the reason. That being said, with the other issues that are going to come up, I think are the experience issues. That's definitely the attack line that seemed to come out of this, because she has only been governor for 18 months. But I think she's going to be a good fit for John McCain, a different fit than what people were expecting. I think this proclamation on Christian Heritage Week is very important. I mean, if you listen to this, Dad, and listen to what she said in this proclamation, it's very important to see who John McCain has selected here. She says, whereas the celebration of Christian Heritage Week, October 21st through 27th, reminds Alaskans of the role Christianity has played in our rich heritage, many truly great men and women of America, giants in the structuring of American history, were Christians of caliber and integrity who did not hesitate to express their faith. Some of their legacies are evidenced below, and she goes through some of our founding fathers and others in U.S. history. That was a official proclamation she has made as governor of Alaska.
Yeah, this is there's no doubt about it, a conservative conservative vice presidential nominee here. It's going to put the issue of judges in play as well, so a lot to be said. Let's get as many calls as we can. Our phone lines are jammed.
Tommy's calling from Colorado on line 3. Tommy, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Tommy.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I think that he let his ego get in the way. I think he should have chosen Mitt Romney. Governor Palin is unknown. She's not got a lot of experience. I think she's not going to help him in money raising. And I honestly think he gave the election away with that choice. All Republicans, you know, let me
jump in here, because, you know, look, I think that there is a calculation going on here that has got multifacets. Yeah, from a fundraising standpoint, clearly Mitt Romney had the connections and the deep pockets and the deep relationships in the fundraising community. That's number one. Number two, this was a tilt toward the conservative base of the party. Look, I'm thrilled that it's a pro-life nominee, because I'm pro-life. Now, I'm not expressing an opinion on which party to vote for. We don't do that. The ACLJ takes no position on that. We can't. But I will also tell you this. It's a stark contrast, because she's going to be up against Joe Biden. And Jordan, how that's going to play, you and I were talking before we went on the air, that's going to be interesting, because one thing I'll tell you about Joe Biden, whether you agree with his politics or not, he's one tough customer.
Well, we know this, that Sarah Palin's going to have to be doing a lot of training and a lot of preparation for these debates coming up, especially getting to make sure she's up to date on all the issues, especially foreign policy, which is an issue that if you're an acting governor in Alaska, which does not have as many national security issues as some of the states with bigger cities and bigger urban populations, you're going to have to get up to speed on that very quickly to go against someone who was the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman. The other issues that are economic issues as well, but that's part of this process and part of the VP selection, is that you're able to go through that training period before the dates start, before the debate starts. So we'll see. I mean, we just won't know. And how will Joe Biden respond to having to debate a woman instead of someone he can really go after necessarily as tough? Will that affect him? Will he think like that? How will the American people respond?
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, because, but she's the one tough. She's also
very
tough. Let me tell you this also. The statement was, we've got our staff, especially our media affairs team, looking and researching right now on her Sarah Palin's most recent child, born in April, was born with Down syndrome. She talked about being pro-life. Here's what her quote was. Quote, we've been very vocal about being pro-life. We understand that every innocent life has wonderful potential. Talking about her own child there. So that's going to also play as an interesting issue in this debate. So we'll see. I mean, as I said, a blog going up literally as we speak on beliefnet.com. We encourage you to go there. Visit aclj.org. Big day. What do we got, Jordan?
Donna's calling from California on line 5. Donna, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
I couldn't be more happy. People don't know what she's done in Alaska. First thing she did, she went in and she cut something McCloskey did as he was leaving. She got rid of the governor's plane. She auctioned that on eBay. She's an avid hunter. She is an ice fisher. She's a winning snowmobilist. People in Alaska love her. She's got a 90% approval rating. It's dropped a little bit, but that's to be expected. My son told me, and this is the second time he was going to be able to do this, it would either be Pawlenty or her, and he wanted her. And my son is 40 years old. My son is born hard of hearing, and I would have not chosen to get rid of him either. I can't be more happy, and I will be walking.
Yeah, I'll tell you. This the personal side of her life story. At 44 years old, is going to play, I think, as a significant issue, as it does. Look, Joe Biden had a personal story. True, suffered through a tremendous family tragedy and came out on the other end of it and kept his family together. So this is you're right. The personal side of this is very, very significant. 1-800-684-3110. The calls are pouring in. Let's go right back to him.
Let's go to him. We're going to watch the event, of course, that starting right around that we'll break in when John McCain hits the stage and introduces Sarah Palin to everyone. Let's go back to the phones. We'll take a couple more calls before that happens. Percy's calling from Maryland on line two. Percy, welcome to JSEC. You're live.
Hi, Percy.
Hello, Jay.
Yes.
I wanted to comment on the young Christian that called in on Tuesday that said that he was voting for Obama.
Yes.
And I heard another lady call in reference to that and said that he never got his point across. He did get his point across from my perspective. I listened to that also. He was saying that he thought that there were other issues that Christians should be concerned about other than pro-life, and I agree with him. He was talking about the conditions around the world.
Right. It's called the broader life view, and that's becoming very popular. And we're glad that he called. We encourage the diversity of phone calls on the broadcast. You know that. And, Percy, we appreciate you calling on that as well. I will tell you this, that the data from Gallup is that the evangelical support for Senator Obama has abated pretty significantly, I think primarily because of the Senator Biden pick. And, Jordan, I don't know if we have any more results on that, but that was what the reports were showing yesterday.
Really, since Joe Biden, the pick came out, and since the saddleback forum when Barack Obama had to speak directly to the abortion issue, it was specifically pro-life Democrats that dressed. So they were already Democrats, people who aligned themselves with the Democratic Party, who had gotten past the fact that the party's platform supported abortion rights. But I think the message coming out of Barack Obama and then when the pick with Joe Biden was so offensive to those folks that they decided to that their support is dropping. It's dropped 10 points in just the last 5 days. John McCain is about to hit the stage, folks, about to come out at the rally. We'll either get to that right before this next break or we'll get to it when we come back from the break. Let's take another phone call very quickly. Phyllis from New York on line one. Phyllis, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jay. I just want to say thank God for John McCain for having a conservative pro-life candidate as his VP. And I just detested hearing Obama last night with his ranting and raging about, well, we should do something for the next generation that's coming up. My comment would be stop murdering our future.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. The fact is, and I will tell you this, this is a stark contrast between the parties, the way they've gone about the nominee process, and very, very interesting to see how this develops. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. They are jammed right now. But they'll open up in a few minutes, so we'll go back to that. But let me encourage everybody that's listening, folks, as we discuss this issue and the political situation in the next 2 weeks obviously is critical, we want to make sure you're educated on what our government's form is, the form of our republic. Here is the phone number. Get Foundations of Freedom. Everybody that's listening to me needs this because I'm referring to it constantly in the broadcast. Here's the number. We'll send it to you absolutely free. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. But you call now for Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
It's The Logan Show. Hi, this is Logan Sekulow, host of The Logan Show. Each week on The Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. This is the purpose of our life. Sanctus Real. Toby Mac.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. Pistols out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows. Visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com.
The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at LoganShow.com.
Rally in Dayton, Ohio. We will go back and forth to the rally as we are waiting for him to formally introduce his running mate, Sarah Palin, from the Alaska governor. We've talked about that a lot. A lot of phone calls coming in. I'm sure he'll be giving a decent speech. We may not get to Governor Palin's portion of the rally on today's broadcast, but let's go right to the phones. We have so many calls coming in. Let's go right to him. Sally's calling from Florida online, too. Sally, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, thank you for taking my call, like they say. I appreciate that.
Sure.
And I had heard a little bit on another Christian station about this woman, but I didn't know, you know, it was a surprise to me, but I thought it sounded good. And then when I switched to your program, I was glad to get more information about her, which is what I knew I would get. My only question is, I just was wondering about the process that the candidates used to find the people, like everybody knew about Romney and some of the other ones that were being named, but how do they find this kind of a nominee that's, you know, only the people in Alaska probably knew about?
Well, you know, we've been talking about it for a couple of days because her name started really coming up. But look, here's how it works. That's a good question you asked too, by the way. Excuse me. And that is, in a process like this, what happens is, of course, the candidates that ran, like Romney and Huckabee and some of the others, are automatically vetted and reviewed. I mean, it's kind of an automatic thing. But oftentimes, the nominee, the presumptive nominee, John McCain in this case, they go outside of that. And he didn't make that choice here, went outside of the box, and that's what we got.
Yeah, it's very interesting. When you look at the vetting teams, folks, that's what we had. There's a whole vetting team put together that John McCain's had going since he got the nomination, since he basically wrapped it up. Going around the country, looking at different potential candidates. Sarah Palin's known as a conservative. She was pretty new to politics, so she wasn't topping a lot of lists because of that, but at the same time, she'd been on those vetting lists for the last couple of months, at least as I mentioned, in the last few days, really, her name popped back up again. Let's go back and listen to what John McCain's saying at the rally.
I'll tell you what, let's cut back into when he's... There we go.
And it's with great pride and gratitude that I tell you I have found the right partner to help me stand up to those who value their privileges over their responsibilities, who put power over principle, and put their interest before your needs. I found someone with an outstanding reputation for standing up to special interests and entrenched bureaucracies. Someone who has fought against corruption and the failed policies of the past. Someone who stopped government from wasting taxpayers' money on things they don't want or need and put it back to work for the people. Someone with executive experience who has shown great tenacity and skill in tackling tough problems, especially our dangerous dependence on foreign oil. Someone who reached across the aisle and asked Republicans, Democrats, and independents to serve in government. Someone with strong principles, a fighting spirit, and deep compassion. Someone who grew up in a decent, hard-working middle-class family whose father was an elementary school teacher and mother was the school secretary. They taught their children to care about others, to work hard, and to stand up with courage for the things you believe in. Both of them were coaches, too, and raised their children to excel at sports. And I'm sure they taught them skills that will surely come in handy over the next 2 months. The person I'm about to introduce to you was a union member and is married to a union member and understands the problems, the hopes, and the values of working people, knows what it's like to worry about mortgage payments and health care and the cost of gasoline and groceries. A standout high school point guard, a concerned citizen who became a member of the PTA, then a city council member, and then a mayor, and now a governor. Who beat the long odds to win a tough election on a message of reform and public integrity. And I am especially proud to say in the week we celebrate the anniversary of women's suffrage, a devoted wife and a mother of five. She's not from these parts, and she's not from Washington. But when you get to know her, you're gonna be as impressed as I am. She's got the grit, integrity, good sense, and fierce devotion to the common good that is exactly what we need in Washington today. She knows where she comes from, and she knows who she works for. She stands up for what's right, and she doesn't let anyone tell her to sit down. She's fought oil companies and party bosses and do-nothing bureaucrats and anyone who puts their interests before the interests of the people she swore an oath to serve. She's exactly who I need.
Introducing the now presumptive vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin. It's getting big reaction from conservatives. Tony Perkins Family Research Council, Richard Land, Southern Baptist Convention, thinking that it's a very, very good pick. So in that circle, Jordan, seems to be going very positive.
That's right. It doesn't look like on this broadcast day we're going to get to her speech, of course, at the rally, and Senator McCain still going through his introduction. Just teasing and just got to that part where he admitted that it was a woman that he was picking, of course, confirming all of the reports that had been coming out unofficially the last few hours that it was, in fact, the governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin. Let's go back to the phones, take another phone call very quickly. Stacy from South Dakota on line five. Stacy, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, good morning from South Dakota. Boy, this is a great morning. Pretty excited about the news coming from Ohio there that Sarah had been selected as a worker here in South Dakota on the front lines of protecting life and believing that human life gets rights at conception. This is a smart move by the McCain camp.
Well, it certainly shores up, there's no doubt about this, it shores up the concerns that some conservatives had about his commitment on social conservative issues, although he has voted, you know, pro-life in his career, but there were still these concerns. Those lingering concerns, I think, have been met here. We appreciate your call, Stacey. We are out of time. I'm glad we were able to bring you some of that live. You'll be hearing a lot about this over the weekend. We will broadcast again live Monday, so keep tuned. Go to the ACLJ.org website. Visit our BeliefNet.com. It's called Lynn versus Seculo on BeliefNet. We've got some postings up there we'll want you to get. Jordan's going to let you know how to get Foundations of Freedom. Everybody that's listening needs to do it.
Governor Palin's hitting the stage now, by the way, at the rally. Folks, you need to get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom. 1-877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number to call right now. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and get your copy online.